I owe you an apology.
No,
yes, I do, because I sent you a text, and I told you I would call you yesterday, and I didn't do that, and it's not like me to not do what I say I'm going to do. So I apologize for not calling you back, and I know you're here to ask about our AV status. Yeah. So
I'm Byron Marshall, by the way.
Right.
Commissioners, people in the audience.
And so, JJ, what's the current timeline for that? You were going to – I know you met with some other communities at the Municipal League about some of the things they were doing, and I think we talked about sometime in mid-August. You come in with some proposals that related to that?
You guys had given me a deadline by the end of the year. I have my IT staff, and Mr. Marshall and I have had conversations. We're trying to evaluate. There's everything from web streaming this to cable TV. We're trying to get costs and where we can reach the most citizens. I did meet with colleagues from Clovis who explained that they even allow, and Mr. Marshall and I had a long conversation about this 2 weeks ago, they even allow during the meeting for the public to email in comments, and as long as it's before their comment section. So, you know, at some point, staff or I may go, and Mr. Marshall's volunteered, I think, to go with me to Clovis or Las Cruces to kind of look at what the best avenues are out there. So I would still say that it's, you know, we'll be on target for a decision point probably by the end of the year for you guys.
And I remember that conversation. It was an amicable conversation that we had about this. But after the conversation, I sat there and I thought about it. I brought this to the commission's attention. By mid-May, I talked about it, you know, written some articles about it in April. But the fact that it takes this long to get something done, which I myself got information on with the two-hour investigation and phone calls, calling different IT directors, calling different people in different cities throughout New Mexico, it took me 2.5 hours to get the information that is going to take you guys until the end of the year, which to me is crazy also because JJ is touted as a communications and surveillance expert. If you're an expert in your field, and I ain't an expert, I can get this done. Just for a second, I want to read an email I received. I called Paul Nelson, who's the IT director at Clovis, and I asked him for information as far as what would it take for us to be able to webcast and also televise the meetings? How much would be the cost? What would be the man hours that would be involved? Just, you know, basic questions. Mm-hmm. He sent me back this email. Sorry for the delay in responding, Mr. Marshall. The city of Clovis uses Acela MinuteTrack and eBroadband MinuteTrack products. MinuteTrack is the digital agendas and minutes. eBroadroom allows for the electronic voting as well as meeting management, speakers sign in, and so on. The same thing you guys use. The final product is MediaRack, and that follows us for our stream up live meetings along with online and unlimited storage for videos. Our cost was about $5,000 up front. We pay approximately $8,000 a year for MinuteRack and MediaRack. Since they implemented the MediaRack and MeetingMack at the same time, we did the training with the users of the implementation of the electronic agendas. The training for the MediaRack portion would be very minimal. That is a very intuitive interface. Total, I would expect to have about 100 hours of staff time for implementation. We have been broadcasting our commission meetings via connection to Suddenlink for cable for a number of years. We implemented this in late 2001. It's 2015, people. I have no idea how much effort it took to accomplish, but it seems very minimal. If you have any more questions, please feel free to contact me or call me or email. Paul A. Nelson, Information and Technology Director, City of Clovis. It's taking you guys to the end of the year to get something I got in an hour and a half conversation?
Mr. Marshall, let me make one comment. You and Dennis, what was his name?
Baruch.
Are the only two people that have contacted me about any of this. I've had no comments from the public about it being broadcast on the radio, whether anybody's listened to it or not. And that's fine. If you want to blast me for not doing a better job of
I'm trying not to blasting get, for no, not no, doing I'm, a better
no,
job,
no,
sir.
No, you are. But here's the deal. I don't see the real big concern from anybody else other than two people. And I've not received any other calls about broadcasting this. I'm just saying, because I go with public input. I'm real serious about that. If somebody's got a question or whatever, and there's only two people that have brought this up.
Okay,
I'm just saying.
I understand that. My counter to that is, how many people asked the city of Hobbs to spend $2.5 million on a surveillance system citywide? How many calls did you get asking for that?
Well, I think there's a lot of calls, Mr. Marshall, about safety in the community.
Well, safety in general. Safety in general is different from putting a $2.5 million security system.
I appreciate you coming in. I think we're past the 3-minute point, and I think it's gotten a bit repetitive. But we are hearing you out. We appreciate your time, sir.
I appreciate it, Tim.
Mr. Marshall, I'll tell you this. If this commission wants us to move the timeline up for action item on this, we will move the timeline up. Mr. Murphy will respond appropriately. I will see that it's on the agenda. But this commission is going to drive the timeline as it relates to that. So,
all I'm asking for is transparency. And it seems to me this commission doesn't want some. You're willing to hold people accountable within your community, with the surveillance commandments, but you don't want people watching you do the business of the community. That's how I see it. And you can think I'm contentious or not. It's just the reality. I'm getting so much pushback for something that everybody else in the state of New Mexico has been doing for decades, and you guys don't want to do it. Why? What's the reason?
Well, I think Mr. Newman made a good point. If the commission feels like that their constituency wants it, we'll implement it as fast as we can. Right now, we have not seen the people want that other than some isolated instances. So,
okay.
Thank you very much for your time.
Y'all have a good night.
Anyone else like to speak to the commission this evening?